Welcome to Coffee Time Conversations on art, faith, life,
and of course, coffee.
We are your hosts, Robert
and Rebecca Prince.
Thank you so much for being here. Well, Christmas is right around the corner, and we know there are several holiday blends out there of coffee, so we hope you are enjoying your favorite holiday blend. We don't really have a holiday blend that we enjoy too much. I don't know whether
we haven't found our perfect holiday blend.
We haven't, no. And so we don't care for the spices necessarily that are in it. And generally, the ones we've found haven't been like dark roast or kind of rich enough for us.
Right.
A little more spicy than rich.
Right. Well, we've mentioned before, we're not really into flavored coffee.
Yeah, not too much.
We used to really, really like it. And anymore, we really like just coffee.
Yeah, a little more earthy and smoky tones. Except that you don't like French roast, which is weird. But we won't get into that. We'll talk about that in a different episode. So, but we know this is the time of year. Of course, you have Thanksgiving blend that is probably still out in some cases. And we have holiday blend or Christmas blend in some cases. And we'll try them, but we seldom like them enough to buy them and keep them at home.
Correct.
Of course, right now, I think we have 7 or 8 open bags of coffee.
But none of them are holiday.
No. But people keep recommending coffee for us to try.
Or giving us coffee.
Right.
We've even gotten a bag or two.
Yes, we have. And actually, yeah, our friend Emily gave us a bag a couple of weeks ago. We kept their dogs while they went on a little camping trip again. Yeah. And they brought us a bag of coffee that they use, one of their favorites, from
the Coffee House Cafe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's their house blend.
Right. And it's a really good, kind of just a medium roast.
Yeah.
Real clean and bright. Well, I don't even know if I'd say bright. Clean and crisp. That's what I was going for. So we really need to work on that coffee tasting sheet that we keep talking about.
I know. I looked up some terms the other day on the internet because I was going to look. And I ran across this sheet that had 249 terms to use describing coffee. And I was like, that's just too much. And
that's overwhelming.
I couldn't even look any further. I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, no, that's not something. So if in case you haven't heard, we want to create our own sheet so that we can rate all the coffees we try and put it in.
And describe them in a way that makes sense.
Yeah, for the everyday person, not coffee connoisseurs or professional tasters or anything like that.
Right.
But something that makes sense to the average everyday coffee drinker.
Right.
And Katie, our friend Katie, had a great suggestion that we needed to make it fun also.
Right.
So thanks for the added pressure, Katie.
Yeah, thanks, Katie. So, but anyways, I will get back to that. But that list of 249 terms scared me off for now. So we'll see.
I agree with that. So, hey, if you're listening and you have any suggestions for that coffee sheet, I don't know, 10 to 15 maybe descriptors or categories to rate coffees on. Something we can just put on a 1-page, 8.5 by 11.
Or less.
Yeah, we'd love to be able to fill those out and share them on social media for people who are interested.
Yes.
Of course, we'd love to see yours as well. So we'll have a blank one that you can download, is our hope, that you can fill that out for your coffee that you drink.
Yeah.
Just make it a community, right? That's what this is about.
It's about a conversation.
It's about a conversation with friends.
Right?
Yeah. Speaking of conversations with friends, though, Katie is actually coming in this week and hanging out.
She is. We're going to put her on the podcast next week.
Exactly.
Is our goal.
Yeah.
So she's coming to visit. We're going to take her to Summer Moon.
Yes.
And then we're going to set her down and have a conversation.
We are. And this is actually the first time we'll have ever met her in person.
Yeah.
She has not been an in real life friend or an IRL friend. Is that what they say?
She's new and she lives far away. But we'll
So that's what happens. Like, when I say stuff, I don't really know because, you know, hey, I'm in my upper 40s. And so we don't know all the lingo.
We are not in the know.
We are not in the know. But anyway, so yeah, we're looking forward to Katie coming in this week, spending a couple of days with her, getting to know her a little bit and taking her around to a few of the sites and a few of the coffee shops, or at least the one coffee shop, Summer Moon.
Summer Moon.
So
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that would be great to have her in and have a real conversation with her.
Yeah.
As well.
I look forward to that.
Yeah. We met her about 3 months ago through Hope Writers.
Yes.
And she actually suggested some coffee we talked about a couple of weeks ago from the Daily Rise coffee. Yes. And so those are two of the coffees that we have in our drawer is the one she suggested plus an additional one. Because, you know, who can order just one from a new coffee company? You might as well try a second one while you're ordering from them.
You might as well.
So, and both of those are good. But let's see. I figure we probably should jump into this week's episode, right?
Yes. So this week we are going to talk a little bit about Advent.
Yeah, this is a practice I've been very curious about for several years. Actually, I've been curious about a lot of liturgical practices that we have not been exposed to growing up and in the churches that we've been a part of.
Right.
They're not liturgical churches. They don't follow a liturgical calendar or really even talk about it much.
Right.
And so the last few years I've been reading a little bit about it or through the men's retreats that I've mentioned a couple of times on here that I went on last year. We talked about a few of those. And so, yeah, Advent this year, the way 2020 has been.
Right.
It just seemed like the appropriate year to try something new for the holidays. And we've always been, not always, for several years, we've been very aware and intentional, I think, with our holiday spending and some of our focus on the holidays, but not to the degree that Advent brings.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we found out about Tish Oxenrider's new book called Shadow and Light, that's all about Advent. And I think it came out a few months ago.
It's recent, brand new.
Yeah. Yeah. And so actually it was out in plenty of time to
start Advent.
Yeah. And so we are going into our third week now of Advent, of practicing Advent, if that's even the right word.
I think it is.
Because like we say, we're new to this. So maybe you can give some guidance. And we hope to have somebody else on the podcast too, to help us talk about Advent at some point. And at this juncture, it may be next year before we do that.
Right.
But it has been a really good thing, right?
It has been. So Tish's book is really good in that it has like a small little reading, then some scripture, and then it gives you a question to journal about so that you can actually think it through and process it a little bit on your own.
Right.
Then at the end, there's also a artwork and a song that you can listen to. So you don't have to do it all, but we found it to be very enjoyable and to help us have a focus every day.
Yeah. Well, and I think it goes right along with our podcast, actually, because it does have the art.
Yes.
Of course, it's all about faith and life. You know, we get to journal and apply it to our lives. Of course, it has some music as well, which is art. Yeah. And then...
And we always do it over our coffee time.
We do. Yeah. So it fits right in with coffee time conversations.
Yeah.
And so, and then we discuss our answers to that personally.
Yes.
Each week as well. So at the end of the podcast, we'll be reading you an entry from last week that stood out to us. And hopefully we'll just introduce you to Advent in a way that you haven't been exposed to, maybe. And that will help you slow down for the season. So we're looking forward to that. You know, one of the things I really like about our Advent practices is kind of the physical motions that we take to prepare for Advent, right? So the first week we light one candle each day. And then the second week we start lighting two candles each day before the practice. And something about that physical action for me helps prepare me and prepare my heart, even in my spirit, for the next 10, 15, 20 minutes that we spend reading, writing, listening, and looking at art and journaling.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of sets it up, kind of a preparatory practice, if you will, to help bring you in alignment. You know, with writing, they talk about, do you have a writing ritual or a pre-writing ritual is really what they talk about, so that you are prepared to write. So it's something you do for 30 seconds or 2 minutes, like you sit in the same place, grab your cup of coffee, or you have a favorite pen and journal, and anytime you grab it, it feels like it's the perfect time to write. And so for us, at least for me, during Advent, that really helps set up kind of the next 10 or 20 minutes. So I really enjoyed that. That's something that we haven't talked about, so I thought I would share that. Yeah. So if you are like me, or even us, I guess, and you have not had much exposure to the liturgical calendar or liturgical practices, we would strongly suggest Tish's book, Shadow and Light, because she does explain kind of what she's doing and why it's done in the first part of it and the introduction and things like that. But then she really lays it out day by day. And she doesn't suggest that you have to do it just like she suggests. You can do part of that based on your season of life, right? If you're crazy and as a family, you can only practice lighting a candle and reading a scripture, then do that. Or if it makes more sense for you to look at the piece of art and listen to the song only, then do that. And it also depends if you have children and what stage of life they're in, how old they are, and how much they'll understand. You get to choose which pieces mean the most to you. Now, we're actually doing it as suggested.
Right.
And it's working for us really well.
Yeah. I like having the routine.
Yes.
Where I don't have to necessarily think, oh, what do I do today? You just go, you look at, it's laid out by week and day. You just go into that day and you do what it says and you don't have to think about it. And so it's really nice in that aspect because making decisions for me is hard.
Yeah. Well, and I think for most of us at this time in 2020, it feels hard from most of the people I talk to.
Yeah.
Not because it's really any different. It's just that we're operating in such a different way than we're used to operating.
I feel like there's a lot more rules, and yet we don't know them.
Yeah.
We don't know what those rules are, and they keep changing on us.
Yeah, we're playing a game that we don't know what.
And so, to make a decision when you don't know all the information, I think is what makes it so hard.
Yeah.
Because you feel like, okay, I can make this decision, but is it going to be all right?
Sure.
Or am I breaking a rule, or am I offending somebody, or am I being unsafe, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Like all this stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I think
that's why.
Yeah. And I do think that's something that's great with the book is you can just follow along, do what you do, do what it says, and have a great day in it and great discussion because of it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we would love for you to, give us some feedback, you know, tell us what you think. Shoot us an email at info@coffeetimeconversations.com. Do you practice Advent? Do you have some Christmas
traditions
that really help prepare you for the season, the coming of Christ, right? And so we'd love to hear about that. And we'll have some posts on social media that you can comment on if that helps you, or shoot us a DM in one of those places.
Yeah. Join the conversation.
Yeah. Don't let this be one-sided.
Right.
Because again, hey, we're new to this. So maybe you have heard something and you're like, hey, what about this? Or what about that? We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah.
So, well, great. Well, I think we're going to just get into this reading then from Tish to end the podcast today. We hope as you go towards Christmas in less than 2 weeks that the Lord will just prepare your heart, can slow you down a little bit, and you can really sink into the peace and the joy of the season. That's our prayer for you.
So I'm going to read week two, Friday's readings.
Entry, yeah.
Yeah. There is no shortage of voices vying for our attention in our hyperconnected world. We are in far greater need for silence and stillness than we are for wisdom from other human beings who are so often eager to share their sage advice. These people may be well-intentioned, but with our ability to hear from them instantaneously, at the click of a button, it's easy to rely on their finite prudence rather than the discernment that comes from our all-knowing, good God. What would it look like to turn off a few loud voices this season? It might help you more clearly see life's moving shadow patterns and hear the quiet voice of the Lord, leading your steps on the darkened path. God provides a flicker of candlelight just when we need it, but we might miss it if we're too focused on the din of voices vying for our precious attention. Whose voices are you listening to in this season? Are you able to hear God in the midst of the noise? Psalm 31, 3 through 4, and 23 through 24. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me. For you are my refuge. Love the Lord, all you saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts haughtily. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And here's a question for you to think about this week. In what ways can you quiet the noise around you?
So we'll leave you with that question. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Coffee Time Conversations. We will see you next week.
Bye.